Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that a key gauge of inflation picked up slightly last month. The Consumer Price Index, which measures how much Americans pay for everything, from hospital visits to gasoline, advanced a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in March from the prior month. Core prices, which strip out volatile food and energy costs, also rose 0.2%. Coca-Cola's first quarter profit fell nearly 8% as the world's biggest beverage maker faced a stronger dollar and made structural changes. The Atlanta-based company says that global sales volume rose 2%, but in its flagship North American market, volume was flat. Net income fell to $1.62 billion, or 36 cents a share. That compares with net income of $1.77 billion, or 39 cents a share, a year ago. Corn growers have seeded 3% of the U.S. crop as of Sunday, half of the pace of the prior 5 years. Illinois' seeding was 1% complete versus the previous 5-year average of 10%, while farmers in Iowa have yet to start planting. U.S. winter wheat conditions dropped to 34% good to excellent from 35% last week. In Kansas, the biggest producing state, 26% was rated good to excellent. That's down from last week's 29%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,157. It's up 61 points. The NASDAQ 3488, up 17¾. The S&P 500 is 1832. It is up 7¾ points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's weather was probably most interest in the hard red winter wheat country, where there was widespread freezing temperatures this morning. Temperatures bottomed out in the 20s in a general sense, really from the western and north central portions of Texas all the way up into Nebraska and further north, actually. We had a lot of temperatures that slipped into the teens in the northern plains, even some upper single-digit readings. But believe it or not, portions of central Kansas got down to the upper teens as well. And the same is true for a small pocket in west central Texas. Some of the temperatures were coldest in those areas. I just mentioned that a 16-degree low occurred out in Moshue, west Texas. In all of these areas, we did experience some crop damage potential. Now, for hard red winter wheat country in central Kansas, I don't think the crop was far enough advanced to be seriously impacted. But some of the irrigated fields in a portion of the southwest plains will probably be most vulnerable to some damage. According to the USDA yesterday, it looks as though the majority of the wheat crop in the Oklahoma and Texas area had jointed, and there is some suspicion that maybe a few booting fields may be present out there, and those are the fields we're most concerned with the temperatures this morning. But to be honest with you, there's not good data about how much of the crop is that far advanced, so we can't assess how significant the damage was. Most likely, it wasn't all that great, and that the impact was mostly to vegetative growth. As far as the Midwest is concerned, the weather pattern today is perhaps a little less wet than it was yesterday, and a little bit more favorable perhaps for some warming to occur as we move forward into next week. The overall outlook on the temperatures isn't much different from yesterday, but we do see a little less precipitation that might allow for a little more field work to take place. The odds are fairly good right now that we'll end up with an environment that will allow for some field work to occur. We're just starting to look like we're moving a little bit more into a typical springtime weather pattern. We do have rain and snow in the eastern portions of the Midwest here this morning. That will continue to shift off to the east as we go through the day today, and we'll look for dry weather coming behind it. A disturbance in the western Corn Belt Wednesday and Thursday will be a little bit more poorly distributed as far as its rainfall potential is concerned, and there'll be a little bit less snowfall potential as well, as the colder air coming into the western parts of the Corn Belt and northern plains is less intensive than that which was suggested yesterday. But we will see some precipitation scattering through the west there for a couple of days, and it'll move on into the eastern Midwest shortly thereafter as we get to the end of the week. Another disturbance, which is expected to develop in hard red winter wheat country this weekend, will also try to move through the Midwest, and that system will likely generate some scattered showers from the central and southwest plains all the way into the heart of the Midwest, but most likely the precipitation that results is going to be mostly light and somewhat erratic when it gets to be the Midwest, and so the disruption to planting of early season crops is going to be somewhat limited, and we will still see progress made. Temperatures will be colder than normal across a big part of the Midwest for yet another few days, but as we get into the late weekend and most of next week, the temperatures will trend warmer, and that will help to accelerate drying rates across the region and set the stage for more aggressive planting progress, potentially at least for Monday through Friday of next week, maybe beginning in some areas already this weekend, and then those areas that don't get as much rain as other locations. We'll also see a better environment for planting across the lower Mississippi River Basin and portions of the southeastern states as we move forward through the next week to 10 days. So overall, it's starting to look a little bit more like planting time will get off to a very good start at this point after some delay.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 739 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July is 745 and a quarter, down 3. Soft May wheat, 677, down 1 3/4. July, 685, down 1 3/4. May corn, 498.5, down 4.5. July, 504 3/4, down 4.5. December, $5.25, down 3.25. And go out to July 15, it's 518, down 3.25. May soybeans are 1486.5, up 10.5. Now they're up 10 3/4. July, 1474.5, up 11. November, 1220 3/4, up 3/4. May soybean meal, 484.50, up 5.40. May soybean oil is 4238, up 12 cents. April live cattle, 145 even, down 35. April feeder cattle, 179.32.5, now 30 even, they're down 70. May lean hogs are 122.25, up 57.5. And June, 124, now 123.95, up 130. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
It appears that whatever weather premium there was for below zero temperatures and winter wheat was already priced in the marketplace.
Yeah, I believe it was, and part of it also was Ukraine heating up the last couple of days. Maybe it's not as hot today there as far as that worry, and that helps take some of the stress off of the wheat being pushed higher.
Meanwhile, we're looking essentially at a sideways kind of a choppy affair in the corn market, and I suppose we're waiting for those planters to really get rolling, and then we'll see what the market's made of.
Well, yesterday's report showed 3% planted, which was ahead of last year. If you remember last year, we didn't really plant much until May 15th. Had a great crop. They're predicting we should have a lot planted by May 1 once we warm up next week. And it's really the summer weather. And in the summer, we've got El Nino, which supposedly provides very good growing conditions through the Midwest to help grow good corn and bean crops.
And the beans, we're still both spreading the beans, aren't we?
We're still doing that, still worried about U.S. tight supply. All the imports that we're importing from South America, it's supposed to be a record anywhere from 60 to 80 million bushel we're going to import. should eventually alleviate that tightness of the old crop, but it's still in there. Old crop's still in tight supply. Where do you find it? So it's still being paid a premium for.
You think a lot of producers have started with their new crop marketings yet?
I think in some places they really have, and others I have people that haven't sold anything yet. And then you go to Mr. Bondurant, he had, what, 80% of this year sold and 55 of 15 sold. So there's a wide variance. I don't know that there's as much as previous years, but I've got people that are half sold, and I've got people that are not sold to one bushel yet.
November soybeans at 12.21 and a quarter seem like they might be an inviting sale.
Especially when USDA says the price is going to be under 10.
Yeah, 9.60 or something.
Right, and that's an average price for the year. So that means the lows would be a lot lower than that.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn at 498.5, down 4.5. July 504.75, down 4.5. December $5.5, down 3. May soybeans 1487, up 10.75. July 1475.5, up 11. November 1221.5, up 1.5. May soybean meal 484.30, up $5.20. May soybean oil 42.42, up 16 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.